Valentine McGillicuddy died a year before his grandson was born.
So I never met him, but I had the great privilege of living for 8 years with his second wife, Julia, who was my loved grandmother, who told me all about Valentine McGillicuddy and the old days in the Old West.
Dale Gianturco lists his grandfather's accomplishments: contract surgeon with the Army, surveyor who mapped the borders of California and the Dakotas, Indian agent at Pine Ridge Agency, mayor of Rapid City, and president of the School of Mines and Technology. Gianturco says McGillicuddy was friends with Crazy Horse and tended him at his death after he was bayoneted by a soldier at Fort Robinson, Nebraska.
And my grandfather immediately asserted control of this situation, moved him to a comfortable place, made sure that his other relatives were available to see him and to try to comfort him during his last hours.
McGillicuddy built the house on South Street in 1887 when he was married to his first wife, Fanny. After her death, he left Rapid City and remarried in 1905. Pictures of the house in its glory days are in black and white, so Hill City artist John Crane says the restoration team had difficulty determining what colors to use in the painting.
When we started in on the coloring, they knew what the colors were, except they weren't sure exactly where the colors were on the house. The tan color is easy to tell where that was, but the red and green in an old black and white photograph shows up pretty much the same.
Crane says restorers told him to assign colors as he saw fit, and they'd paint the house to match. Crane depicts the house in winter with snow-covered roofs and snowflakes falling. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.